As we know, we don't immediately hop on a bicycle and know how to ride. Even children do not start running before they learn to crawl. You have to get your footing in something to be established in it. And if you're going to enjoy the presence of God, you've got to work that thing. And if you're going to preach, you've got to get in the pulpit and work that thing. And if you're going to sing and touch people, you've got to get up to the microphone and work that thing. If you're going to be a sound guy, you've got to get in the booth and work that thing. If you're going to be somebody that's a giver, you've got to open up the pocketbook, go ahead and give it up in your flesh and work that thing. We have got to learn to work what God has given us. Do we receive this tonight? I wish more than anything that we could really get serious about the things that God has called us to do. Because I'll tell you this much. When people walk out feeling like that they didn't get what they needed, and people walk out still lost, people walk out not healed, we are not accomplishing the full will of God. When people walk out of here still feeling defeated, church, we have let them down. Doris, I even hate to testify of it, but I feel like this is for somebody to know. There's been a couple nights where I'd given altar calls, and I was already so tired from preaching that I didn't reach out to that last person that God had showed me. The anointing began to sort of lift from my spirit, and I saw the look on their face when they turned the pew and started to walk out. And I thought to myself, I've let them down. I've messed up. And Brent, no matter how much I prayed all that next week, I didn't feel that lift from me. Because God was showing me something with that. I've learned that as a leader, even in this place, God has called me not to leave anybody behind. There are so many people that are turning the pew and going out still defeated. There are addicts still making the turn, even though deliverance is here. And there are lost souls that have persuaded themselves that they'll have another time and they'll go out the same way. There are teenagers that will come in here that need somebody to be a light to them, but we let our fears get in the way of what they would think about us. And there are lost men and women that are older in age, and you think, well, they're my elder. I don't need to mess with that. That they walk out, and that's the last time they ever get to the church. I feel that conviction right now. I don't know who I'm talking to, but we've left so many people behind that it's time that we do the works that God has given so that nobody else has to go out without a hope. God did not bring us in here tonight just to be Christians, but He brought us in here to be fishers of men. He brought us in here not just to sing and to get a feeling, but He gave you the feeling so that you could use it for the greater good of somebody's life. Somebody had to give up themselves to serve me when I was lost. Somebody had to spend time with me when I was in the ditch and without hope. Somebody had to lose an hour of their sleep for the next day because they took the time to pray with me. Somebody had to give up going out and eating after church just so that I could have a better hope. I want to remind you tonight that the Spirit of God will show you exactly what it is you need to do, and you don't have to wait on the preacher to say there's an altar call and the altar's open. But I want you to know that when you feel the anointing stirring you, that if God puts somebody in your path, that He's called you to go after them. You could have this church packed all the way, and we could have a choir all with the same robes on. Jamie, have the best song lineup. And I'm talking about the churches that are going on today. You can have all the robes matching. You can have the song in key and in rhythm. And you can have enough room in the pews where we don't have to angle it to get everybody in the door. And you can have a good sound system where nobody's going to say, it's too loud, it's too soft, it's not enough. You can have everything in perfect alignment. But everything that we're talking about is built by man, done by man, and not by God. The part that makes us different and separated and liberated, delivered, is that anointing that is inside of us. So when I walk in here, I don't see that the pews don't match the carpet, or that we don't have choir robes, or that we don't have a great song lineup sometimes. I don't look at it and say, well, we didn't get it in the right key, or criticize the preacher because he went too long, too short, too loud, too soft, too reserved, too anointed. How can you be too anointed? Too much, too over the top, just way too much, read too much scripture, went over his notes too long. He just bored me to tears. I was ready to walk out. I checked my watch 15 times. All of this is the part of us that does not accept the spiritual things of God. So when I walk in here, I don't see any of that. You know what God has given me? He gave me a vision a long time ago. He has shown me to not see the faults with people, but to see the potential. And even with my brother here, one of the first nights he came back, I didn't look and see how bad that he looked or what he had been going through. But you know what God showed me? The hope and potential that there's more life to be had. When I see people come in here, and when I look at all of you tonight, I'm not looking at you and saying, I can't believe you didn't do more. Or I can't believe you sang two songs. I'm not looking at you and judging you on my flesh. But when I look at you, I'm seeing the potential that there is for your life. There is so much more room to grow simply by doing what we already know. Man alive. I joke about this, so please don't think that I'm trying to be ill about it. I crack a joke about it a lot. I say, you know, I go to a church where we've got 4 piano players, 3 drummers, 4 guitar players, 20 singers. We can't ever get everybody singing because there's so many of us. We've got enough preachers where we could preach until somebody fell out the window. We have more than enough to do everything we need to do. And I'm cracking it. I'm saying this in a funny way, because I'm bragging about how much potential that God has placed here. There are churches that are putting out applications just to get a piano player, just trying to get some music. And we act like we have it so hard when we've got a variety of different piano players. I mean, come on. We've got a variety of preaching. You don't even have to listen to me all the time. Thank God, because if you have to listen to me all the time, you'd get bored. I joke about it, but it's true. And we're always wondering or feeling like that God has forsaken us in some way. But if you look at it through the spiritual eye, you'll see the potential and not the lack. When you are praying for people, you will discern the potential and not the lack. So when you speak to their problems in faith, the mountains can be moved and not be hindered by the doubt in your heart. How do we reach this place, Brother Jared? How do we begin to stop withholding from God? I know this may sound cliche, but I know you've heard this before. You've got to start somewhere. You have got to have a beginning sometime. You cannot continue in the world of excuses and saying, well, I'll do it when, and you fill in the sentence at the end. Or I'll sing it when, and you have it. Fill it in, fill in the blank. Or I'll go to the altar and pray when, and then you try to fill in the blank with something that will let you sit on the pew another week. I know that I missed preaching and missed my calling for a while. Why? Not because somebody didn't tell me, brother, you're supposed to be preaching. But it was because I already knew and was withholding out of fear and being afraid of what people would think of me, what my peers would begin to say, how that if I went back to my high school reunion, what people would think of me being a preacher and not the cool guy that I used to be. Looking back on my life now, I wish more than anything that I would have stepped in it as soon as God gave it to me. And so tonight, I'm telling you, you have got to start somewhere. Now, I don't know if tonight, this calendar day and this time is for you. But I'm telling you what, if you'll start tonight, you can have a new beginning. You can have a new chapter. You do not have to settle for the same feelings that you had last week. I refuse to accept that. You do not have to settle for the same old feel bads that the devil used last week. If you start today with a brand new heart and a brand new mind, renewed in the spirit, you will be successful. Even when they say the same old things, come on, church. I've got somebody that works with me on my job. They go out of their way to make sure that they're there first, that they take the credit first, that they get to the coffee machine first, that they have everything done first, first to the meeting, first one to get their notebook out. Have you ever been around somebody that is just there to one-up you, or you feel like it anyway? There are people around me every day that I just have to swallow my pride and say, God, it's not about who's first. It's not about who makes the most, and it's not about who looks the best. It's just about who's willing to work. Who's willing to work? You can't. There's companies right now looking for people that'll do work. Unemployment's so high, not so much because that they can't find people. It's just people aren't willing to work. Different ethnicities are coming into our country and doing the work for us because we feel like that work is beneath us. I'll tell you this much. If technology all of a sudden took a dive and I couldn't work on computers anymore, Brent, I would get a shovel and I would dig ditches for a living. And if I had to be a guy holding up a stop sign for a construction group to move traffic, that's what I'd do. I worked at Wendy's at one time in my life, and if I had to go back to the grill once again and flip more patties, honey, I'd get to flipping. Because at some point in your life, you've got to make up your mind that I'm going to go through this and I'm going to succeed, no matter how small it may feel to me. And that's how you've got to treat your walk with God. I'm going to succeed. No matter how small the work may feel like right now, but if I continue to work at it, I will grow. Because through the favor of God, you'll be raised up. You know you have a great church when ministries flow out of it. And there's been many great preachers and singers that have been here and existed for a while, but then went on out and did their own thing. And that's when you know you have an effective church. And there are a few people in here that I feel in my spirit are just a few moments away from reaching out and becoming their own ministry. All you've got to be is willing to do the work. If all that you can do is get in the door for the next sermon, then you have made an effort that you probably wouldn't have before. And if you can stand up and worship when you were uncomfortable before, then you're making an effort that you wouldn't have before. Doris, I wish that it would have been so easy that somebody would have said, Brother Jared, you're going to read out of the book of Matthew tonight, and then you need to talk about being able to work in the talents and callings of God. But let me tell you, not a single person told me what I was going to preach tonight. Not a single person came up and confirmed that in my heart. So tonight I preach this on faith, and I'm working the gift that God has given me. What is it? Well, I guess I can hold people's attention for about 30 minutes. That's what I'm called to do. After that, we sort of drift away because it's natural. Average attention spans like 18 minutes. So I try to go short, but it goes long, and you'll have to forgive me. We can laugh about it anyway. Take this scripture home and read it and ask yourself, evaluate this week, am I working all the things that God has given me? Am I using all the things that God has given me? Take a week of your life and use everything that God has given you. Come back to me next week and tell me if your week was better or worse. Because I can guarantee you, if you will use everything that God has given you, you can only succeed. That's my challenge for you this week. I don't challenge hardly at all, but I'm challenging you as a church. Go out this week and use the gifts God has given you at some point. Even if you sing a song at home by yourself. Even if you just look up to the sky and smile at the beauty of the scenery you look at. Even if you lift your hands in prayer to give God praise. Take a week. Even if it's 15 minutes of sincere prayer. We act like 5 minutes is so hard to pray. Take time for God. And come back to me next week. If you use everything that's in there, you are not bound for failure. I'm confident in what I'm preaching because it's in the Word. It says everything that is good is given by God. So that which I have in me was not man-given, man-created. I wasn't just born You know, some people may disagree here, but I wasn't just given the gift of music through the genes of my family. I am believed with all that's in me that this was a divine calling on my life. There are many people that learn how to play music and learn how to use it for something, for money, for attention, for fame. But when it's divinely called, you'll save a generation. When it's divinely called, you'll save a generation. Are we using all the gifts that God has given us? The one thing I can advise you to be is not the guy with the one. Don't withhold it. Are you with me tonight? Don't withhold the one thing that God has given you to use. And if you can just start with that one thing, you will see your life grow. We beg God so much for a word that'll change our lives, yet when it's right in front of us, Jamie, we reject it. This is a groundbreaking word for somebody right now. You've been waiting on a word that'll change your life. And I feel this with all that's in me. God has sent this word for you. If you will use everything He's given you, you will see a shift begin to take place in your life. Take this with you and read that scripture and let it show you. And as you pray, ask God, Lord, what is it that I need to be doing? And I can guarantee you when He shows you, if you will do it, you will be blessed. You won't have to scrap and fight for blessings and beg God for this and for that. You will walk into it. You will stumble into your blessing. You won't even know that you're in the room with your blessing. It'll just hit you all of a sudden. That's the great thing about it. If we just do the work, God will bless us.